Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, we are back. Me and Candace again.
Hello.
So much going on. Candace, before we even got into it, she's like, "Al, I have an idea." And I was just about to hit record, so I didn't want to stop. You know, you're like, "Oh, I'll say it on the show." What do we have going on?
Okay. So I follow this Instagram account, and they do this thing. I don't even know the name of the freaking Instagram account, but they do this thing where they post on Sundays, and it's just like, you know, the box that you fill in the questions, and it just says secrets. And all the people on the account write their secrets in. And it's anonymous. We'll never say your name. We'll never say anything like that. But they write in their secrets. And then they post the secrets without the name. And, like, it makes other people feel better about themselves because they're like, shit. Like, I thought I was the only one who was doing that shit. Like,
so you want Dear Albie secrets?
I feel like we should do it. Because think about it. Like, we can, and then we could, like, discuss it. But we, obviously, it's all anonymous. Like, we'll never know who it is. I won't even know who it is. The only person who really will know is Jules.
So you want people to write in email their secret?
Or she could do that. It's, you know, the box.
Anonymous box.
The box on the, you know, when they ask a question. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. And they write it in. And sometimes if it's a little longer, they'll do one, like, part one, two, and three or whatever. But it's like you get sucked into it. And like they post all these secrets and you're like, it makes people feel good about themselves because they're like, oh shit, I'm not the only one.
So what kind of twisted stuff are you seeing? That
I'm seeing some shit. That's what I'm saying. So I want to do it. It's some shit. There's some, like, I mean, people are disclosing everything. They're disclosing their a secret affair. They're just I hate my mother-in-law. I am secretly pregnant. I mean, like, deep, cool shit. Like, people, and I am all about the drama, obviously. So I think we should do it.
That's fun.
I think it's really fun. And I think Jules will enjoy it. And she'll have to be the, you know, the one.
We can keep that going.
I think it's a good thing.
Also, I feel like we've done a pretty good job keeping people's names anonymous.
Yeah, listen, anonymous, once you're anonymous, like, I don't even know who you are.
You know what I mean?
I have no idea.
Feel free to email your secrets also.
Really, Jules is the secret keeper because she's the one who sends in, like, when she puts the anonymous shit, she sends it on a piece of paper with no name. Mm. So we don't know who you are. And I think it would be kind of really interesting to see these secrets.
I like it.
So that was my idea.
I like it. I like your idea.
Yeah. Well, it's not my idea. It's my stolen idea, but I still think it'd be really
good.
That's
fine.
It's a stolen idea.
First time I ever heard it. So to me, it's like, you know,
new idea to you. Yeah. To me, stolen, but you knew.
I like it.
Okay.
We got a couple questions here. A lot of questions have been coming in about my health.
Why?
I've had a go of it.
Why? I didn't even know this.
Yeah. I had a sinus infection. My nose blew up.
Did you have the vid?
No. I had a sinus infection that was very, very bad. Mm-hmm. And they thought it was spreading. So that
spreading to
apparently it, like, can really jack you up. And it
spreading to your body?
I started feeling like it was going to, like, my eyes. And they said, like, it can go to your brain. It's like a whole thing.
What?
Yeah, so they had me on all these antibiotics. So I'm taking these pills. I do a Dear Albie before I end up going to get the prescription because I was like, there was a chance it was like going to the ER status on this whole thing.
All right. When was this?
This is a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And I start taking the pills. I start getting better.
Okay.
As I start getting better, it was like one thing after the next.
Oh, wait a minute. Was this?
Oh, yeah. So now.
Oh, I know this. Okay.
Now I end up backing up because a lot of people were asking, why'd you back up the show? The live show was supposed to be today.
Right.
End up backing up the show because of how my face looked. This is before I had the rash took over my whole damn body.
Yeah, because Al had a rash all over his body.
All over. So it turns out I am now allergic
to the medicine.
To the meds.
Well, that I could tell just by the rash.
And that sucked. And I had that to deal with. So I had a whole new set of meds.
Then that's what happened.
And yeah, I had a, so that is the reason why all this was going on.
Well, do you remember when I came back inside mm-hmm. and I was like, I came in here to see Al. So I go out, I'm outside and mm-hmm. Josh comes outside and he's like, Al's inside dying. I said, what? I just left him. What happened? And he goes, this is what he told me. He ate seafood and he's having a bad allergic reaction inside. I was like, what? Mm-hmm. I'm like, we just left? I was like, should we go check on him? So that's why I came back inside thinking, he's like, yeah, he's all blown up and swollen. So that's what the message I got was. I come inside and Al's not blown up or swollen. He has a rash on his arm. And
it was
everywhere. I go, Josh told me you were all fucking blown up and swollen from eating seafood.
It was just really, really weird. I just woke up and I was like, oh, and like, it was just one thing after the next.
But
so,
my point is mm-hmm. that is the kind of person we're dealing with Josh.
And Josh, yes.
He told me you had allergic reaction to shellfish.
I can appreciate the
and that you were blown up and swollen.
I can appreciate the extra drama behind
it. It was majorly dramatic. I got out of the car in the cold and went back inside to go check on Al because I was expecting to find him swollen and full of shellfish allergy. And it was really just a disappointment when I walked in and just saw the rash on his arm.
I can't even.
We were going to the ER.
I can't even be allergic to things. Right.
You know, we love a good ER trip. I thought we were going to the ER.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to rescue you.
It would have made for a good episode.
Awesome episode. But
it
no.
would have. But no. So that is the reason that we were that we pushed it back. I look like Rudolph, and then I look like an elf.
Yes.
Getting slightly back to normal now. So now by live show, I will be fine.
Okay. My health.
Yes, I'm back in action. And with that going on, we've got
so much
happening with the community.
This one's a little shorty.
A lot of folks writing in with the holidays around the corner about, you know, they're already kind of sizing up their opponent in their own fam.
Mm-hmm.
Which I get. I get that.
Oh, we have to talk about something else after this. Remind me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Love the personal updates. This will be a short one. Dear Albion community, please keep my name anonymous. How would you deal with your significant other and a family member having different political views? Core values are the same. Both are against homophobia and racism, etc. But the two are on different sides of the spectrum. It causes me some anxiety as I see the points of both views. Love you guys. Keep doing what you do.
Okay, so is that like a Dem Republican kind of thing?
Yeah, I guess. And honestly, I'll tell you the truth. I like to go and say this now. When people bring up politics, lately what I do is just say, I hate everyone.
Good one.
And that
I like it.
Just seems to work.
Right.
Because everybody seems to hate everybody.
True.
So that is a very, look, you know, hate
but that is
word.
A real thing.
But I'm over it. I'm just over it.
I'm super
None
over it,
None of you guys
too.
Know what you're doing, okay? I'm completely
Everyone's out
over
for themselves.
It. You just don't get it. You're all trying to screw who's trying to screw this one, who's trying to screw that one over. It's all about money and nonsense.
Yep.
Nobody cares. And I'd just rather, at this point, you know.
The way that I see it, now, I've run into this situation myself, actually, so it's funny this question comes up. I have run into this myself, and I will not get into it. I will not say mm-hmm. where, how, whatever. But what I will say is that what I've discovered is very similar to what Al just said. Everybody has an agenda, and everybody will do whatever they can to stick to that agenda. So I think everybody's full of shit. Both sides. Everybody's full of shit. So I wouldn't let it ruin a relationship. I have friends that are completely opposite me in every single sense of the word. And they're some of my best friends. And I'm able to keep that relationship because we just don't freaking talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So my advice is don't freaking talk about it. Because if you do, it's going to make you mad and make you bubble over. And you're fighting for something that is completely out of your control. Because the powers that be are the ones that are going to... You know,
you got to go really hardcore one way or the other this year. I'll tell you why. This year especially, okay?
And last year.
Well, last year it was like a lot of people weren't even getting together in the first place. This year especially, it's ramped up.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone's feeling how they're feeling. You got to go two ways. You got to do the, hey, I'm not getting involved.
Yeah.
I hate everybody thing. Okay? Or like, I'm just over it.
How
okay?
Lava.
I'm
not
jaded.
It.
Or... You got to really start
double
like
down.
You got to really be a wedge in the fam and create some shit.
You're doubling down.
Go up to the guy on the right side of the aisle and be like, "Hey man, you see these lefties over here?
Yeah. Poke the bear.
Can't believe it.
Right.
Then you go to the lefties on the other side over there and be like, "Yeah, you know, I heard so and so blah blah blah. You got to really
that's fun.
You either sow the seeds of destruction.
Right.
At your family place,
or you be silent.
Let it unfold for your own personal entertainment and write in what happened.
I'm gonna do that.
Or just be like, I'm over this totally.
Well, it's funny because I have this situation at Thanksgiving because I have some people that are super far left. And then I have like people like my grandmother, Nana, not our grandmother mm-hmm. that we share, my other grandmother, mm-hmm. who is super right. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't shut up. She doesn't give a shit. So like I'll send her in there and I just let her do her thing and I just watch. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, this is fucking great. Like it doesn't get better than that because people are super, you know. But I agree. I think that you either make waves and make everybody uncomfortable and crazy and then report back to me because I love the drama, or you just be silent. And you try to just say that everyone's nuts and step yourself back. That's my thing. I say everyone's crazy. I can't do it.
Yeah. I just think it's all wound up. It's very divisive. I don't like any of it. So yeah, I'm just kind of over it.
That's yeah. Me. Super divisive. Everybody, like I said, everybody has their own agenda. Mm. It's like, it's to the point where you can't even really talk about it. Because it's everyone's so just intense either way. You know, you can't even watch the news. You can't do anything. I'm over it. Me too, Al. I'm fucking over it. You know what I want to do? I want to go to a little island. Alone. No, not with my family. You know, just alone with mm-hmm. just us. And I want to just, you know, sell jet skis or braid hair on the beach and just like do my freaking thing and not deal with any of this bullshit.
It's
an island that has no law.
Yeah.
I want a lawless island.
It's Candace's lawless island. That would be, you know.
I want an island with no law.
There's.
Just the jet skis.
You know what? It's really just gotten.
It's out of control.
Completely out of control.
Can't do anything. Can't talk about anything.
So, no,
can't do anything.
You can't.
Can't look at anybody. Can't say anything. You don't really know what. You really don't know what to say anymore. You don't know how to approach somebody. Mm-hmm. You don't know what to do.
You know what you gotta say?
Hello.
Just and like that's this.
It. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
Truly.
And more of not necessarily an agreement. More of a, no. I hear what you're saying. Just when somebody talks.
Mm.
Well, you hear about this?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good.
And that's it.
Good.
That's my Christmas voice.
Mm.
My response this year is,
mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm. I'm going to practice.
What was your thing? You had a big, you said, remind me. You looked very excited to tell me something. What's going on? It was before the question was read.
Oh, you know, I remember. Okay, I was like, oh, I knew I should have said it right away. What are we getting Chelly for Christmas?
I don't know. I've been very, very bad
at all.
I've been very bad with gifts this year.
Yeah, usually I've gotten 400 texts from Al.
Yeah.
Up until this point, and
well,
I
called you. I did.
No, you called me.
I called
the kids.
You like 2 weeks ago, and I didn't hear anything.
No, and I said
you
I was going to text
me,
you that night.
Oh, I got you. And I've got 10 days, I believe, and I don't know.
No.
But
let's talk about the Chelly.
You know what? I really don't know. It was going to be.
I missed the days that we were planning the Jamaica trip.
Yeah,
that was the
because
fun.
Of
that was
everything
fun.
That's going on, I can't plan a trip. That was going to be the move.
They ruin us. Everybody ruins us.
And I can't do a trip.
Can't do anything.
Now it's like, okay.
Okay, we got to deal with all the bullshit.
Yeah, and then it's like.
Can't
it's,
even go on vacation.
The rom-com variant and all that now. I can't go anywhere.
The rom-com.
The Omarion.
Omarion. Josh calls it Omarion.
I was going to go away, and I was like, all right, I'll just do something domestic.
I did this. I'm going through this.
So that was a good move until this started happening again.
Yeah, now what?
And now I don't know what state's going to be doing what
They're
when.
They're going to close down.
Okay.
We're going to get stuck there.
So now I'm like, even a couple of months out, I'm like, this is not helpful. So
All right.
Can't really do that. Now I'm like, okay, I'll still do a trip, but it'll be driving distance.
What about road trip? I was going to say, like I just did. I just did a road trip.
Even that now.
You're scared?
No, it's not even that I'm scared.
You're not scared
it's like
of
the only thing that I know is going to be okay would be in-state.
No, I just did it. And the Omarion, while it's still going on, mm-hmm. you can do a very successful road. I just did it, a successful road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-state, we just did it.
Yeah, but I would go away. You know, the problem with that was when I'd be going away.
Well, when do you want to go?
There's also some, you know, I had a whole conversation, you know, this year has been a very, very good year. A lot of good things are happening. There
yeah.
were a lot of purchases made this year that
yeah.
were, you know, I kind of feel like I've been doing a good job.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, you know, I want to really get the kids nailed down and figure this out.
Well, I want to help you with the Chelly thing.
I'll let you know.
I want to help you.
Okay.
I think we should plan a little road trip
mm-hmm.
for you and the Chelly.
I'll consider your we'll do this offline, but I will consider
your... Oh, yeah, it is. I feel like, don't you guys miss the days when Al talked about his hut? Those were some
Jamaican
of my favorite
trip,
times.
You know, it's wild. It seems so long ago.
Remember all the virtual tours?
A ton of virtual tours.
So many virtual tours.
So many that I thought I went on the trip already.
I felt like I was on the trip.
What I find ridiculous now is how I was there the entire time and didn't make my own virtual tour.
Yeah, really? After all the effort that you've put into...
I don't know how that was the one thing I missed. Like, how do I
not... I don't think you documented it enough.
I took a bunch of pictures.
Took a bunch of pictures. But for the lead up?
Yeah. Yeah, for the amount of time that we discussed, that it was discussed, yeah, it wasn't really documented, I think, in full.
No. I think you need to do a do-over. Not there, somewhere else. Mm. You know? Maybe like a quaint village. Mm. Hey, guess what? Maybe my Lawless Island.
Maybe. You gotta let me know.
So that was my question for you. I want to talk about that. We'll talk about it offline.
We'll talk about it offline because I'm sure people are listening, but we'll see how that goes. And we've got to get the kids squared away because there's not a lot of time.
I know.
So I've got to do that. Now, please hold while I make some money to pay for it.
What's up, guys? Albie here. This is an Italian read, and this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, guys, no joke. You know how big of a fan I am of BetterHelp. They've been a sponsor and supporter of the show for longer than I can even remember. Might be our longest sponsor. I refer so many people to it. Those of you that have hit me up in the DMs know this. Huge, huge fan of BetterHelp and the impact they've made on my life and some of yours. So there have been times where we've talked about this on the show where we'll talk about what's good for you and your brain is just not exactly accepting it or whatever it is. And BetterHelp has helped me to get through all kinds of issues. But when we talk, I have my beautiful fiance here. We're literally in Italy right now. And we talk about, you want to talk about the face of someone whose brain gets in the way. That is me, 100%. BetterHelp helps me every single week because I do weekly sessions that these guys are incredible. Well, here's what you should do if you're like me and your brain gets in your way. Therapy helps you figure out what's holding you back and you can work on yourself instead of fighting against yourself. I have benefited from therapy. I'm a huge, huge supporter of it. I actually heard about therapy for the first time on the radio and here I am on a podcast talking about it now, but BetterHelp's incredible. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Guys, if you've been through therapy before, that is a huge, 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 huge benefit. You got to try that. So make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DearAlbie today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DearAlbie. Check out our friends at BetterHelp. Thank you guys for supporting the show. Get back to you later.
Okay. Back to another community question. Are you familiar with Staples Lauren?
No.
That's a real shame.
Well, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm.
You don't listen
you.
When you're not on.
One, mm-hmm. yes. Two, mm-hmm. I've been busy.
So a community member ran into Christopher.
Okay.
At a Staples.
I saw it on the gram.
She had written in.
Yeah.
And we actually had her on the show. The first time a community member has been on the show.
I saw that. Jules did tell me that too.
And it was quite interesting. This is basically a twist on that. Somebody came in. Dear Albie, hey, please don't use my name. Love the pod. Recently listening to Staples Lauren and hearing Albie's side of his sibling hooking up with his best friend, I need advice. So rewind 18 years ago. This guy and I hung out in the same friend group. We would be flirty and did kiss on a few occasions. We both wanted more to happen, but he was in his young, wanting to explore, and I wanted to be the only girl in any man's world. Mm. I like how she teed that up.
Right.
He was in his young.
I like in his young. I'm going to start using that. Gabe's in his young.
Fast forward 4 years, I became best friends with his sister. Purely not tactical. We live in a small place, then fast forward to present day, sister and I are still besties. In fact, at this point, she's my sister from another mister. She's got a lot of personality.
Wow, yeah, spunky.
We have been through a lot of traumatic events together. Our families are now connected due to our long-standing friendship. So over the years, this guy and I have been super flirty. We've always been in relationships with other people, so I never acted on it. This year, both being single, we actually hooked up all the way and have a good few times since. And following my breakup, I no longer want anything serious with anyone. She's made quite the turn.
Damn.
He too has made it clear it's just sex and are two consenting adults in our 30s. We have amazing chemistry and for now our arrangement suits us both. In keeping this little friends with benefits secret, we haven't told his sister, my best friend. I was okay with this. However, hearing Albie's side, I'm now really scared if she were to find out that this could affect their relationship. I for sure would never want to hurt her, but likewise, I don't want to tell her as I don't believe she would understand or want us to do it. We live in a small place, and if people start hearing about it and talking about it, when it's just meant to be harmless fun and just sex, what do I do? Clearly, what do I do? Continue to have a secret fun or nah, and risk my relationship with her by spilling. What I want is to continue, but I'm having guilty pangs, which is why I had to reach out. And if you do read this, I really hope to hear Al say, well, here's the thing. That's it.
Well, I will tell you this. You should not stop doing it because you don't plan on banging your friend, your best friend. So she is not part of that. You know, she can't be mad at you for that. It's her sibling, yes. However, you are both consenting adults. You're not doing anything wrong. You're both in your 30s. You're not teenagers. You are fully both understanding of the situationship, we'll call it, and have accepted the terms. Therefore, you're doing nothing wrong. You do not need her approval, nor do you need to tell her what you're doing in your sexual relationships. So I would just continue and keep it quiet. That's me. Final answer.
This is an interesting one. It really does come down to how much you value the friendship.
But why would it affect the friendship? And
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because you've got to respect your friend, especially your best friend. And you've got to look at this as there are things on two hands. You have one thing that by definition is meaningless.
Meaningless. Okay? That's why I say it doesn't matter.
Meaningless to the two people that are involved with it.
Right, which is
on
the
other hand, you have a relationship with someone else that is very meaningful.
Of course.
Okay? The actions may not directly influence how the other one, you know, exist or whatever, okay? It's a little different.
See, I didn't hear what
you
said originally.
Guy first.
I didn't hear what you said the other episode, so I don't know how you feel.
Basically, what she's talking about is when I was talking about the Vito thing. The difference at this was I was friends with Vito first. I introduced them, and then things happened. It's
a
little
different.
And they were also
together.
Yeah, they were. You guys were doing things beforehand.
Right.
So it's a little bit different. So I don't think the obligation is that hardcore.
You're grandfathered in.
In a weird way.
You're grandfathered in, my friend.
In a weird way, but it looks like it's obviously gotten a little bit more serious. Mm-hmm. If you're feeling like keeping it a secret is not doing the right thing as a friend, then I would consider either not doing it anymore or talking to her about it. Now, it's a very different kind of a thing. Now, you also could say, look, the fact that you're saying I feel guilty about it.
Right.
This is a different kind of thing. You got to look at what is the end result that's going to suck the worst.
And like, why would she be mad? You know what I mean? Like, I don't get.
She might not care.
She's probably not going to care. It's not like you guys are going to be. I could see if you were like, listen, I want to be with him and we're going to be together. Then I would understand because that would affect her. But this is something that you guys are just going to do on the side. And it's going to be like a little thing. And it's going to be like a little bit of excitement in your life. And it's not going to give her any. It's not going to affect her in any way. If you guys stop doing this, is it going to affect your relationship with her? No. Is it going to affect your relationship with him? No. Because you have stopped before.
Well, you could
years.
Just stop and not say anything.
If you want to. But if you're enjoying yourself and it's kind of like you guys both understand and are mature adults and you understand this is what it is. And we've already stopped once and we were fine and we continued to see each other like nothing, you know. What's the harm? I personally don't see the harm.
Well,
she
doesn't feel that if she told her that she would be on board. If that's the case.
Well, imagine going up to me and be like, hey, I'm just going to bang your brother every once in a while. Are you cool with that? Like, that's weird.
Little weird.
So that's why you just don't say anything.
Little weird.
You
so
just bang
well,
your brother
look,
once in a while.
I think that the only reason you do that is if you're trying to bang with a clear conscience.
That's what I'm saying. And like.
And if you're trying to bang with a clear conscience.
That takes away the fun anyway.
I don't know. I don't know. I think that this whole thing is very.
It puts a label on it. Basically, that's what it is. If you tell her, it's going to put a label
on it. It might force a label in the situation.
And this is a situation that doesn't sound like it wants a label. unless I'm wrong, but she said that they're both.
Well, let's also, now, here's the thing.
Ah, okay. Twist.
If,
here's the thing.
If this is a friends with benefits situation, I don't know of a single friends with benefits situation. I think by definition, a friends with benefits situation almost has to be kept between two people.
That's what I'm saying.
Because then you're just hooking up with somebody otherwise.
Other than that, you're in a relationship and you don't
people
want that.
People are saying, oh, you know who's hooking up with so-and-so?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's what they're
are
saying.
Are you guys still hooking up? But you got to dinner? Like, it's going to
put. Exactly.
It's going to put you in a relationship. And right now, you're friends with benefits.
You're not looking to do that. Now, you have your friends with benefits and then you have your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Who would probably not benefit from this news.
No.
So if you feel that this is the more serious friendship that you want to preserve, then yeah, you got to do the right thing by your friend. Are you doing the right thing by your friend right now? No, you're not.
Well, not
wrong. Do you have a little bit of a debate because they're doing it before? Yes, you do.
And you're not hurting your friend in any way. You're not trying to screw over her brother. You're just
no,
trying to
I mean,
screw.
It doesn't. No, no.
Just screwing.
Yes. Yes.
Not screw over.
But I could see how the friend might be a little bit weirded out about it. So you really just got to decide if you want everything.
Interesting, Al. We're seeing different sides
way,
of this.
There's only one way to go down this road if you want everything.
And that,
but it's going to change
it's
shit.
It's going to change the relationship with the guy. That's for sure. Because now you have a label. Mm. And people are going to be expecting things. And then if she gets mad. And then what? Okay. Ooh, let's paint the picture. What if she gets mad and you have to stop? And now there's going to be all this like weirdness going on. Like, it's going to be weird, you know? Whereas, if you both decided to stop on your own, you'd probably go back to normal and nobody would ever know.
It does seem like telling her is, you've got a lot of really, telling her might be the only thing that could blow up everything.
Mm-hmm.
Blowing up the friendship.
A lot.
Blowing up the friends with benefits situation. And now here you are alone in a small town.
With no partner.
And now you got nothing going on.
Mm-hmm. No friends. No,
or,
no benefits.
Or benefit friend.
Nothing.
Situation.
No benefits.
Okay? Now, on the flip,
you just keep it going.
You could keep doing what you're doing and then somebody could find out and then you could end up in the same situation.
Here's a good saying for mm-hmm. this. If it's not broke, don't fix it. It's not broke.
But if she's saying she's feeling guilty about it,
stop feeling guilty.
I don't think that's going to be a you saw her, she wrote the email. She was damn right whimsical.
She was.
She put that all together.
Oh wow, I remember she was very spirited,
yes.
Jovial.
Yes.
Right.
I just don't think you can,
She seems fun.
She does seem fun. But I'll tell you this. I don't see how, if you really value the friendship that much and now the families are close and all that other stuff, okay, you're going to have to, like, either stop this totally, okay? And that might even weirdly, like, you might be like, hey, listen, this ain't the right thing to do unless we're going to get, now, and this was my kind of approach in the Vito situation. I don't love the idea of you guys dating. Love the idea of you guys getting married.
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean?
You want all or nothing.
So, like, if you're going to do this, you know, kind of a thing, it might be, hey, listen, like, if we're not going to turn this into, like, a thing, whatever, I don't want to disrespect my friend by, like, messing around with a brother. You get it? Kind of thing?
I can get that.
And, you know, there's plenty of other fish in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how you feel about your friend. It's a weird one.
Even though your grandfather did. I think the grandfathering in matters.
I think it matters a lot, actually.
Yeah, it's got heavy weight.
I don't think if she were to freak out, it'd be one of those things where it'd be like, hey, look, we've been doing this forever.
We are grandfathered in. Just so you know, we're grandfathered in.
But I can see how the friend might feel a little bit stupid or silly.
Well,
whatever,
she
and
might
that's
feel
your intention.
Like, yeah, and that's why it's silly to tell
But
her.
You could have also brought this up, like, at the beginning of the friendship.
The first time
know,
around.
Like, you know. But that might have made the friend feel a little weird.
Yeah,
hey,
and you might have not been good friends.
Did you only get friendly with me because you were trying to get to him?
That's what I'm saying. So I think that your best bet is that you need to decide, first of all, if you ever want anything with this guy. If you ever want anything with this guy, then I suppose it's not horrible to tell her. But if you just want to keep it the way that it's been going and you guys are both cool with that and you've both discussed it and this is just the way. Listen, you're both single. No one's doing anything wrong. You know, like it's like if you were in a relationship or if you were both in relationships and you were doing something wrong, I could see it. But you're not. You're both doing things that are totally okay. And as an adult, two consenting adults, there is no reason that you need to get permission from anybody to do what you're doing. If you have guilt inside of you, that's your own thing. That's your own problem.
Yeah, but I'll tell you why I think you're wrong on this.
Tell me.
I don't think she needs the permission to do what she's doing.
Yeah.
It's her friend's business in the sense that
I'm trying to put myself in this situation.
If you are sharing everything with this friend, mm-hmm. and you're keeping a secret that big from this friend, mm-hmm. I don't think you are entitled to tell your friend that she shouldn't feel a type of way with a secret of this magnitude being kept from her.
This is what I would say if I was this person.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out, let's just say. I would be like, listen, it was honestly really weird for me to tell you that I'm banging your brother because I didn't want you to think that I was only hanging out with you because of that situation, because that was clearly not what was going on, because there was years and years and years that nothing happened. So I didn't want to put that strain on our friendship, and I didn't want to hurt you in any way.
Okay, so watch this.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do this.
You tell her.
Yeah, go ahead.
Or you don't tell her, whatever.
I mean, I wouldn't tell her, to be clear.
How about this? The perspective of, oh, hey, what kind of business of it of hers and whatever. What if you guys are out together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
And a guy comes up to her
mm-hmm.
and says, can I buy you a drink?
Okay.
Okay. You happen to be attracted to the guy's friend.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, yeah, let's have some drinks.
Right.
Weirdly, that's kind of like, okay, are you now talking to somebody else and you're talking to my brother? Do I have an obligation to tell my brother that you're talking to some guy
and
at a bar?
And that is why she shouldn't know.
Well, I mean, look.
Because you have no intentions of having a relationship with this guy.
Now, about this? Maybe she's talking to somebody and now you go home and you tell your brother, oh, so-and-so over here
but that's
is
cut
talking
fine.
To this guy.
Because she's not doing anything
and
wrong.
And the guy freaks out.
Well, the brother freaks out on her,
mm-hmm.
then that's her problem. Yo, I thought we had an understanding.
Right. Now, that's exactly. But this is exactly my point. These are things that she could easily, the sister, step on a landmine,
mm-hmm.
creating conflict with her friend, completely unintentional.
That's if those two don't have a clear understanding.
Right. But as often friends with benefit situations often end up, they're a little weird like that.
Yeah.
Things like that, that becomes dramatic at some point
mm-hmm.
from, you know.
Were you just going to say from personal experience?
No, well, from like, you know, whether it's friends or whatever, I haven't had such a situation in quite a long time. But I can't even, from personal experience, I can't recall it ending not awkwardly.
Yeah, I do agree. I think that telling the sister opens the door to I don't see any good coming from that, to be honest with you, from telling her. I see no good. I see only bad. I see the situationship ending. I see the friendship possibly ending. I see no good.
Right, but then at that point, if you're going to say, hey, I'm not going to do it, here's the decision you want to make. This is it. Do I want to be a good friend or not? And what relationship, it's true.
I don't think
what
so.
What relationship means more? If it's the friends with benefits situation, if it's the I feel secure and I'm not doing anything wrong, look.
Yeah, that's how I would feel.
You can feel secure that you're not doing anything wrong.
Yes.
I don't even personally feel like you're doing anything wrong.
No, because you're not. You're both single.
However.
Both single.
That part is not up to you if your friend decides she doesn't want to be friends with you anymore as a result. And that is what's going to mess you up.
True. However.
So, if that's the part that's going to jack you up the most, you got to look at this and say, okay, I've got to be an adult and let this whole thing go because it's not worth blowing up in my face over it and losing a friend.
Okay.
Okay. Or if you're like, you know what? I'm into this guy. Maybe you sit with her and just say, listen.
Well, is she into him?
Move she can make if she's getting into him, throw a little hypothetical out there.
Okay. I agree with you. There we go. Mm-hmm. We have a balance. Yeah. If you're feeling any sort of feelings where you feel like, you know what, this might be something more,
yep.
then you have to tell her.
Well, hey, you know what? I can't find myself a good guy. What do you think? Wouldn't it be crazy if this happened?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden,
if you start having those thoughts,
you start seeing how she eyes that up.
Right. You start having those thoughts, then you have to tell her. Because, but if you guys are of the rare people in the world, because that is a rare situation, that you have two people that are just like, this is only what it is. Mm-hmm. I am totally cool with this. Mm-hmm. I like you as a, like, we're just, this is it. Like, I have no desire to be in a relationship, mm-hmm. and I could keep it normal around everybody else. If you're those rare people, you go for it. But if you have a little bit of, I don't know, maybe it could work, then you got to tell the friend. That's my final answer.
I think that you just got to go with what's the worst case scenario that I am trying to avoid the most. Mm. And if that's, I don't want to lose the friend no matter what happens, and this is not worth risking, mm-hmm. then, you know, you cut it off and you can kind of ride off into the sunset. You guys keep it a secret and whatever. Mm-hmm. If you feel like you got to tell her, you can bounce it off the guy, see what he's thinking and whatever. But do I think you got some weapons to win an argument? Sure.
Sure, grandfather.
But when you don't know what she's going to react to.
She might be like, whatever.
She might very well be like, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit different, especially because it's longer. But she might take that to heart big time.
Did she say how long it's been going on?
Years.
All right.
Years.
Yeah. Why are you going to fix it? It's not broken. It's not broken.
That's what I would do.
It is fixed.
But I would just kind of, you know, I would decide based on what is it that I'm trying to avoid the most.
Right. I guess, yeah. I don't know. I still say if it's not broke, don't fix it.
Well, you know.
You know. Me and Al disagree on this one. Oh, wow. We never really disagree.
I like it. You know, I'll tell you what I do agree on. You guys got to get on that live show.
Oh, yeah.
Moment House, we'll be posting the link. It's a good time. It's a live stream.
Is the Don going to come?
We're going to have as many family members as humanly possible.
Okay.
You know, Mama Bear will be there. We're going to have some nice lighting.
Hey, maybe we'll get Christine to come.
I got Dad on this live.
I'm excited about that.
Dad live is going to be some shit.
I can't wait. Let's get Christine. Let's really try.
We love you all. Thank you so much. DearLBMailbag@gmail.com. It's going to be fun. There's going to be games. There's going to be charity stuff. There's going to be contests. There's going to be questions we're going to answer.
Maybe we'll give a t-shirt away.
Oh, yeah. We'll be giving away all kinds of stuff.
Okay. All right.
We love you all.
Okay.
See you guys.
See you soon.
Bye.